This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves. And again, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
All right, so you can bring up what you want, but in the meantime, we always bring stuff to the table that we find interesting. And since it's been an internationally flavored show, we'll continue in that realm. Going over to South America this time. So we started out in Acapulco, Mexico, went to Cameroon, Africa, where we heard from Akko. For those of you just tuning in, you definitely don't want to miss, I think, what we talked about with Akko last hour. It's pretty serious what's happening over there in Cameroon. He linked me over to the Al Jazeera piece about it, which is actually like a half-hour-long special about the conflict between the French-speaking government that is forcing French upon a very large English population in the sort of the southwestern tip of Cameroon. And now those folks in the Bamenda area are pushing for independence for themselves. So things are going to get already getting very interesting and dangerous over there, unfortunately, as well. So we'll keep an eye on that situation, and hopefully Akko will continue to call in to update us. Now, speaking of dangerous, Venezuela, of course, one of the most dangerous countries in the entire world at the moment, given that you can't legally own a gun to defend yourself, and that the economy has essentially been devastated by the state's socialism in Venezuela over the last decade plus. So since before Hugo Chavez died is when that started, and things have just been getting worse and worse since then, ever since he'd passed away, and then Nicolas Maduro took over, continued running the same policies, which of course ran the economy directly into the ground.
Yes.
I have yet to, I've been kind of checking in occasionally on Venezuela in the news to see if they've gotten their currency yet. As of several days or a few days ago when I last looked, they had not yet gotten the new currency notes that were supposed to be delivered like a week and a half ago. It is just a messed up situation out there for so many different reasons that we couldn't really even begin to cover, but one of the primary ones is the government's manipulation of the economy, trying to set exchange rates for currencies, which has resulted in just, you know, insane shortages of products, because people can't even, if you're a business owner, you can't buy products because nobody outside of Venezuela wants to accept the
Strong Bolivar,
which you have, by the way. I don't know if you have any in the studio still, Daryl. If we're talking about Venezuela, we should show off the Strong Bolivar, since you actually did send money to someone in Venezuela. Let me make sure that cam shot is pulled up for people who are looking. And if you're over at cam.freetalklive.com, I'd say push them in a little closer there because they're getting a little blown out because of the light. Yeah, that works. There, we can see them there. So you're showing the 2 Bolivar and the 50 Bolivar. Yes. The 50 Bolivar is worth about 1.7 cents.
Yes.
So you have to have around 2,800 Bolivar as of a couple days ago in Venezuela to be able to get one U.S. dollar.
And I've got 700.
Yeah, so you're not even there yet.
Not even there. Actually, I've got less than 700 because I've given some of these away.
Right. Big money. Yes. So, yeah, and so that's one U.S. dollar. But that's the black market rate. The government will tell you that one U.S. dollar is worth 10 Strong Bolivar. Well, the fact is the government can say whatever they want, but
right,
they can't change what the economics are. They can't change what supply and demand actually are and what people actually value this almost useless note at. So that's what's caused a lot of the problems over there, to just gloss over a, you know, years-long discussion that we've been having about it here on Free Talk Live, to bring you the latest news, because there's a serious problem with a food shortage there, given that the government has nationalized grocery chains and basically run them into the ground. The other few businesses that are still out there that are not owned by the government have been basically run into the ground by either the government coming in and stealing their product from them, like they did with a toy manufacturer. The government went
when
in
they took 4 million toys.
and you know, supposedly for the good of the children. Well, if the kids aren't eating, you know, three meals a day, then they're not going to be particularly healthy and will probably not really enjoy the toys that much. Of course, it's also wrong to steal things. And so that happened there. But for those people who are still trying to feed their friends and their neighbors in Venezuela, it's very, very difficult. There are people who are waiting in lines for 8 hours a day. Some of the average person in Venezuela is waiting for 35 hours a month in lines for just the most basic food items. And then, you know, if they're lucky, they'll get one or two of the items when they actually finally get in the front door.
They're allowed to purchase up to two.
Yeah. At least that's the last we heard.
of whatever it is. Right. Well,
that was a few months ago.
That's what the law says. Whether or not there's actually enough items on the shelf for them to purchase two.
I suspect the items don't even make it to the shelf. They are likely coming off of a pallet that came off of a truck because they're selling out that day.
Yes.
So Chicago Tribune has the story actually from the Associated Press. When hunger drew tens of thousands of Venezuelans to the streets last summer in protest, President Nicolas Maduro turned to the military to manage the country's diminished food supply, putting generals in charge of everything from butter to rice. But instead of fighting hunger, the military is making money from it. According to an Associated Press investigation, that's what grocer Jose Campos found when he ran out of pantry staples this year. In the middle of the night, he would travel to an illegal market run by the military. Now think about that for a moment. It's an illegal market run by the military. Now, if the military is doing something, if the government is doing something, generally the government is doing things that are legal. But in this case, the military...
Except for when they're violating your rights and spying on you and you know, all the other things that they do that are rights violating.
But then later they'll make that
legal. For the greater good.
But then later, at least in the United States, they'll go ahead and make those things legal. Oh, yeah, we were breaking the law before.
Or
we're going to update that.
It doesn't matter because... We're the government, and it's not illegal when we do it.
So we know that in Venezuela, there are, like, ministers of price fixing. Now, that's not exactly what the title is, but that's basically what the title is. In fact, I think the actual title is a much wordier title, but they have this. They have, like, a price czar who goes around, and he determines whether or not you as a business owner are pricing things correctly. Not the market, not the business owner, not the customers deciding with the business owner what to pay for something. No, it's the government who says this is what you must charge. Yes. Well, according to the story here, this secret military pantry that is being operated illegally, apparently, where this grocer went to purchase corn flour, they're selling the corn flour at 100 times the government set price.
Interesting.
The military, he says, would be watching over whole bags of money. They always had what I needed. With much of the oil country on the verge of starvation and malnourished children dying in pediatric wards, food trafficking has become big business in Venezuela. And the military is at the heart of the graft, according to documents and interviews with more than 60 officials, company owners, and workers, including five former generals. As a result, food is not reaching those who most need it. Now, that's an editorial comment by the Associated Press authors here. Now, I'm not in Venezuela. I can't tell you, you know, exactly what's going on.
Right.
But food is reaching some people in this case.
Yes.
And it's the black market that is going to get people fed in Venezuela, whether it's the military who's running in the black market or it's other black marketeers who are running in the black market. That's how, if anyone has food in Venezuela, there's a good chance that it has not come from the legitimate channels.
Right.
So the U.S. government has taken notice. Prosecutors have opened investigations against senior Venezuelan officials for laundering riches from food contracts through the U.S. financial system. According to several people with direct knowledge of the probes, no charges have been brought. How are prosecutors in the United States going to do anything against Venezuelan officials?
Well, if they're somehow using Americans to do the laundering, then, well, it touched America, so therefore jurisdiction.
Sure, but, I mean, I guess they could go after the people who are in America, but I can tell you if they send a general in Venezuela a subpoena saying you need to come to, you know, Los Angeles District Court to be heard on this issue, they're going to tell them to go pound sand.
Either that or the guy would gladly take the chances to come to the U.S. and defect.
That's a great point. Sure, lock me up over there, man. At least I'll get three hots and a cot. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, more coming up on this in moments.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free here and taking control of these airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you'd like to try the best pillow you'll ever use, nearly risk-free for 60 days, check out MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get a special discount of one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. You decide how many you want. FTL is the code that gets you the discount at MyPillow.com. Daryl and I, we've both been using MyPillow for the last several months, and it's been fantastic. If for some reason, though, you disagree, if you try this thing out and you're, for whatever reason, you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and then they'll send you your money back because they stand behind their product at MyPillow. In fact, not only do they have that 60-day window of time where you can get your money back, you also have a 10-year warranty on the product itself. So great pillow. Plus, you can wash it as well, which is amazing. You can actually put it in your washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. Plus, it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Go to MyPillow.com. And use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, the story from Venezuela, the latest on the not quite starving situation for everyone there, but some people are pretty darn hungry in Venezuela. And according to the story here at the AP, there are some children who are starving of malnutrition at the very least and dying in hospitals. And by the way, you do not want to end up in a Venezuelan hospital. That is not a clean, good-looking place from what I have seen of them. And obviously, I'm not there, so we are to some extent taking the media's word for this.
Yes.
But, yeah, it doesn't look very good, let me tell you that. Now, what we're talking about is the government, in the form of the military, they've been put in charge of food in the country. Well, because if a truck goes from point A to point B with food and it's not escorted by some sort of armed guard, there's a good chance it's going to be waylaid and robbed.
Yes.
So it's a pretty serious situation over there. And the military now, since they have the food that a lot of other people do not have, well, apparently they're selling it at black market prices. They're getting 100 times the government set price for something as simple as corn flour, according to the story here at the Associated Press. We're going to continue with that here in moments, but we've got Mike in Ohio. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. You're watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Yes, Ian. So, Daryl, first, before I get into my comments, are you ready to watch your Crimson Tide go down to Washington tomorrow night?
They're not going to get beaten by the Huskies, and the game's at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So yes, I'm actually planning when I go to the gym around that game.
What are the Huskies?
Yeah.
The Washington Huskies, college
baseball,
football.
Okay.
And the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
And little known fact, I'm actually, the Huskies are like my third team only because my high school, where I went, was also the Huskies.
So who's your number one team?
Alabama.
The Crimson Tide one?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if there was more than one Alabama team. There's more than one college there, right?
Yes, but the other colleges are not called Alabama. So there's Auburn, there's Troy State, there's South Alabama.
So they have football teams, too?
Yes.
Gotcha.
They have a quarterback Alabama hasn't seen. That's my thing. I think Browning can pinpoint them.
Oh, Washington's definitely a good team. But
yeah.
I may or may not have some Bitcoin on Alabama.
Now, that would be illegal, Daryl. Of course, you would never have Bitcoin riding on a sporting event.
At cloudbet.com. Definitely
not. Never do anything like that. So, Mike, what were you calling about tonight besides sports?
Yep, right. Here's the thing. And like, I love you guys' show, all that kind of stuff. And I heard Jeff Berwick on earlier.
Yeah.
And like him and even that the other guy that you've had, Kokish, they almost sell this. And don't get me wrong, I'm an anarcho-capitalist. I agree fundamentally with everything. But they sell this kind of thing like Mexico's better, freer. And I'm not saying in some instances or some examples that's not the case. But I have business internationally. If you're just an average dude setting up shop, you're not some Jeff Berwick guy who gets money from fans and, you know, for clicks online. You're not a personality, a media personality. You can't go set up shop down there and make a living. You just can't. I've lived in about 8 different states here. I have business. I don't own the business, but the business is international. I work with, so you go stops all around the world. It's just not the case. You're better off if you set up in Wyoming for for instance, and just want a life where the government isn't breathing down your neck, where there's low taxes, where you have people who, you know, in a lot of ways think similar to you relative to freedom. I know the drug war is a joke. I know in a lot of ways it's not free here. Completely agree. But it's not like in Mexico. And I can tell you this from a business standpoint, your property rights aren't as protected. They're not. In America, it is much easier to have large capital and it be protected and not have some weird, shadowy government type deal steal it from. Anybody that's in business knows this. Now, I'm not saying
We know the government steals money from people in the United States. I'm not trying to down everything that you're saying here. I mean, look, I agree with you. You know, Jeff Berwick and others who've been down there, I mean, they have an interest in pumping up Mexico, obviously. I mean, he called it an anarchic city. But they have the military police down there. And so, you know, even if the police of the city aren't as particularly present, it's just a quick Google search to find stories about the military putting down strikes and things like that within the town of Acapulco.
We do know somebody, Ian, you and I know somebody, that they're not, you know, some celebritarian move down to... Is she in Acapulco?
You're talking about Angel Clark? I mean, she has a radio show.
Right, but she's not one of these, you know, when you think of celebritary, the people that, you know, just on their name alone, people are like, here's money.
I'm sure she gets donations from people. I just don't
probably. Know. She also does fairly well recording audiobooks,
which
is her primary job.
Well, that's
job.
What I was going to say to you, Mike, was that you don't have to be a celebritarian, but if you can work remotely, then you'll do okay in other countries.
No.
If your only job is to, like, wait tables, then, yeah, you're going to be struggling in Mexico.
Right. And let me just tell you how hardcore I like I agree with almost everything y'all say. And like Daryl Perry was my presidential candidate of choice. Like that's how hardcore I am. But I'm telling you, and because a lot of, especially young people, listen to these guys and believe it. It's not true. And listen, I love people like you who go out there and are a media personality and a celebritarian. But that's like the 1%. Like the normal person wants to live in a society. You're better off in Wyoming, New Hampshire, or whatever. You know, I've never lived in New Hampshire. I have lived in Wyoming. You're better off there than you are in New Mexico. And I'm sorry, but that's 100% the truth. And
yeah, well, if I thought I'd be better off in Acapulco, I'd be in Acapulco by now. And you know, I have the ability to. Okay, would have been happy to continue the conversation, but thank you for the call. And, you know, I have the ability to work from anywhere, but I when I look at the idea of moving somewhere to be more free, I understand that wherever it is I go, there's going to be an oppressive government.
Yes.
And they're going to be oppressing the people around me. Now, where can I have an effect on that? Is it going to be in some other country where I might struggle with the language, or is it going to be somewhere where people already understand me and I'm kind of from around?
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free-book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free-book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. More about Venezuela on the way and how the military is illegally selling food to hungry people in Venezuela. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and the government is not going to make the situation any better, likely anytime soon. So you have to take matters into your own hands. Do you do what they want you to do and go and get insurance, or do you look at other options? Did you even know there were other options? Well, there are. You can check out healthexcellenceselect.com. They give you access to a proactive health assessment daily, as well as no charge 24-hour access to doctors. Plus, you get a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can go to healthexcellenceselect.com. It's any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at healthexcellenceselect.com. So, before we go on with the calls here, and then we'll get into Venezuela here in a little bit, I wanted to comment a little further about our last caller who was saying, hey, you know, don't move down to, you know, Mexico or some other nation if you're trying to be more free, if you don't have the ability to, you know, work from home and make the same amount of money that you're currently making. you're likely going to have a very difficult time. And we've heard from people who, you know, have had this experience. We've heard from both sides. You know, we've heard from people who, you know, are able to work for themselves wherever they are in the world, and they seem to be fine. They seem to be jet-setting all around the globe and living wherever it is that they want to live.
Yes.
But the average person doesn't have that ability.
Correct.
And so when I think about something that I want to do, which is to, I want to be more free, but I also understand that wherever I go in the world, there are going to be there's going to be some lack of freedom. There's going to be some oppressive government that's
right.
going to be oppressing its people in some way or another. And I'm the kind of person who just doesn't want to stand by and watch that without doing something about it. And if I can't work within that political system, I won't be as effective. You know, if I can't, get out there and get involved in some way, you know, can you imagine somebody from America showing up in Mexico or Cameroon or Venezuela and trying to tell them how things ought to be? That's just probably not going to fly.
Well, one, it's not going to fly, and two, you will have a fairly costly, assuming that you want citizenship in there,
yeah.
because that's the only way that you'll be able to vote and have a say in their elections. That's going to be costly and time-consuming.
Well, you wouldn't have to necessarily vote in order to get involved in the system. You can still, like, if you're in New Hampshire, for instance, you can go and testify at the state house without actually, you know, being a voter here. So you can still have some effect, but ultimately, you're not from there.
Do you know for certain that the Mexican legislature lets people that aren't citizens go testify?
I was just talking about New Hampshire. I mean, if you walk in New Hampshire, you can testify. So presuming you could do that, you still wouldn't be as effective because you're still the gringo.
Right.
You know, you're still the guy from out of town. You're still the guy who never, you know, who hasn't lived there very long. I mean, it's tough enough moving from one part of the country to New Hampshire.
Yes.
And then because there's still people here who are like, screw you, Flatlander. So there's still that attitude. But at the very least, we all speak the same language. And, you know, there's some shared cultures and beliefs.
You know, I'm not really sure that we do necessarily speak the same language, because there's some weird slang that only people from New England understand.
Like bubbler for a water fountain?
That and wicked pissa.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
Something seriously awesome, I think.
You've been here for a decade, and I don't think you really know what it means.
So, okay, but the difference between slang and a communications breakdown is a pretty wide gap. But I think you understood the point I was trying to make. Also, the other thing that I would consider is I don't want to do something that is not easily duplicatable.
Right.
So when we talk about moving to New Hampshire, as we frequently do, as how libertarians should move to New Hampshire, because that's where the largest concentration of them are, that's where we're having the greatest effect, that's how we're going to see success in the idea of liberty in our lifetime, is by concentrating our actions. The reason why that plan works is because anybody with a few dimes to rub together inside the continental United States can easily implement that plan. Now, it's better to move somewhere when you have savings, you know, maybe several months worth of savings, so you can spend a little bit of time trying to find a good job or start up your business again or whatever it is that you need to do. So financially, it makes sense to have some savings to do it. But there have been some people who've just sort of moved up by the skin of their teeth and they've made it work. I don't recommend that. But the
right.
point is, it's duplicatable. Anybody who wants to in the United States can move to New Hampshire. Period.
Yes.
So, but as far as like moving to another country, that's a little bit different. Not everybody who wants to move to Mexico or, you know, wherever else, New Zealand, wherever other place you might want to go, it's a little bit harder. You know, you got to jump through the government's hoops first. You got to get your passport. You got to definitely need to have savings in order to move to another country. And then, as we pointed out, if you just have, you know, sort of a typical skill that, you know, is in particularly high demand around the globe, if you're going to be waiting tables in Mexico, you're going to be getting paid less than a server would get paid in New Hampshire or Wyoming or wherever in the United States. So, you know, you got to think about a lot of factors here. And so if we want people to do what, you know, we are doing, then we have to do something that's easily doable. And moving to New Hampshire is an easily doable thing. If you are a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, and you want to learn more about New Hampshire and why it is the best destination for freedom, then go to 101reasonsfilm.com, spend an hour or watch it in parts. It's an hour-long documentary film, and it really goes over some of the reasons why New Hampshire is already the freest state of the 50 states, and therefore is the best starting point to have an even more free place in the future if we can get concentrate enough people. Plus, we've already got a head start. There's a bunch of other wannabe move here projects out there, but they all started after this migration did, and there are now thousands of people who've already migrated here.
Right, and most of the move to where I am projects started because somebody wanted more freedom, but they weren't willing to actually move other people were. They're like, no, everybody should come here because I don't want to move.
Right. I'm so important. You should come here to be with me. No, we moved. We, Daryl, you came from Texas. I came from Florida.
And it should be noted that the guy that created the Free State Project wasn't living in New Hampshire when he created the project. So it wasn't, you know, some self-righteous guy that was like, everybody should move to where I am because he wasn't living here.
He didn't come till later.
Here after I did.
That's right. He's a relatively new mover. So, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check that out. I think you'll find it very interesting if you're a liberty-minded person. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to mention that, you know, in the last past 6 years, did you know, like 38,000 people moved out of New Mexico? Number is, the actual number is 37,780 people. But we only had like 687 people increase only because more babies were born than people died. So my question is,
maybe everybody is leaving because they don't want to get run over by the drunk drivers that you think kill everybody in New Mexico.
Well, drunk drivers only killed one third. The other two were killed by drag racing, running red lights, speeding, texting while driving, putting on makeup on the freeway, all the
rest
of it.
It's the cars, Daryl, that are the problem.
Right, so people left New Mexico to get away from the dangerous cars that exist only in Albuquerque.
Well, in New Mexico, we just killed a pedestrian today, by the way.
Stop killing those people. Gosh, you need to stop killing people. Why are you killing people, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I'm trying my best.
How many people have you killed in the last week?
Well, the pedestrian, that's the only thing that was announced today. But people think like you. They don't want any ticket. They want to, you know what? They want to be like the freeway to be like Autobahn. You know, no speed limit.
I agree.
Like
there shouldn't be any speed limits.
Good.
They actually tried that out in Montana for a while, and it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, until they were threatened with withholding of federal highway funding by the feds.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Good day, America.
Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial in. Toll free number here where you can take control of the airwaves is 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we continue with some of the international coverage tonight here on Free Talk Live. Some very interesting stories from around the globe. We're in Venezuela right now. We'll be going over to Russia coming up here later on in the show where, Daryl, you've got a story about Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
And some American diplomats. We'll find out more about that coming up here in moments. It's a response, apparently, to something that happened with Barack Obama and Russian diplomats here in the U.S.
Right, that we talked about last night, thanks to someone calling in asking, hey, did you guys hear what Barack Obama did? He expelled 35 Russian diplomats.
That doesn't sound very nice.
And, well, you know, not to sound clickbaity, but the way Putin responded... we'll have you amazed.
You won't believe it.
You won't believe how Vladimir Putin responded. And I say that because you won't believe how he responded.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we will get into that coming up here in moments. We had just started talking at the beginning of the hour about a story from the Associated Press regarding the Venezuelan military selling food illegally. Now, first of all, military men didn't train to understand food distribution. That's not what they were trained for. But yet they were given the responsibility in Venezuela for handling the country's food supply, given that there is pretty dire economic straits happening in Venezuela. There are serious food shortages, and so they handed over control of what food remains to the military because, well, if you have food in Venezuela, you better have it guarded with armed men.
Yes.
Because there will be other men who will use guns to try to take it from you. It's that bad. People are hungry in the state of Venezuela. So the military has it, and they're supposed to be distributing it in some way, but not by selling it at 100 times the government-approved price. Now, mind you, that's probably the actual price that it would fetch in the black market because the government-approved price is likely below whatever the cost is of any of these food items, which is why one of the reasons why no one is in their right mind going to bring in pallets of food in order to sell because they'll have to sell them at less than they paid for them. I mean, yes. It's just a crazy crazy situation being forced upon these business people there. So now you've got the military and illegal black markets selling the food to people. According to retired General Cliver Alcala, who helped oversee border security, he said lately, food is a better business than drugs. Now, it says here that the U.S. prosecutors are opening investigations against senior Venezuelan officials for laundering riches from food contracts through the U.S. financial system. Now, this is what I find to be absolutely outrageous. I mean, beyond the behavior of the Venezuelan government that created this situation in the first place, that's the real problem.
Right.
But to have the U.S. government threatening people with money laundering charges because they're trying to feed people, that to me is just beyond understanding.
Yeah.
And it's contrary, actually, if you think about it. It's contrary to the official state position of Venezuela. Because the official state position of Venezuela is that the United States government is trying to sabotage the Venezuelan state. And, like, there was this conspiracy theory that we talked about last week where the Venezuelan government's official theory is that the U.S. government is hiring mafias to steal or to take hundreds of millions of Bolivar notes, like you have,
yep.
Daryl, to take those notes out of the country, out of Venezuela, and, like, store them in, I don't know, warehouses
somewhere
or something like that. Now, the theory is ridiculous on its face because to remove hundreds of millions of, you know, Bolivar would actually result in deflation, but the country is experiencing serious inflation, so
correct.
It just doesn't make economic sense.
Hold on. I understand it. I finally understand it. The Venezuelan government is having to print money to make up the difference for what is being taken out of circulation. That's why there's the inflation instead of deflation.
Because they don't know how much they're taking, so they're just printing as
right.
much as they can. You want to call Maduro and give him that line, because that would actually kind of connect some of the dots in their insane conspiracy theory. But the point I'm making is that they're, you know, the bad guy in their conspiracy theory is the U.S. government. But now what the government in the U.S. is doing is it's looking into this money laundering. Translation, money laundering means taking money from illegal means and
yes.
cleaning it so it looks like it was legally gotten. That's the idea there. So typically it applies to things like drug dealers
right.
who are selling drugs illegally, then trying to get that illegally created money into things like bank accounts and have it look legitimate. If you watch a show like Breaking Bad, they did that with the car wash, for instance. That
yes.
was their front for the drug dealing business so they could launder the funds through the car wash. So essentially what you have here is the U.S. government saying, you shouldn't be laundering this food money. So they're actually trying to punish the few people who are apparently in positions in government in Venezuela who are still ultimately helping the people get their hands on food.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you can critique them for doing that if you want to, but they are at the very least helping some people get fed in Venezuela. Sure, they're making money off of it. You've got to make money in order to make the world work. In order to have business,
correct.
People have to have the profit incentive in order for them to want to do that business. So if the U.S. government, what I'm saying is, if they really wanted to sabotage Venezuela, then they would be encouraging this behavior. They'd be helping the generals set up the bank accounts. They would be helping them. You know, they would be supplying them with more food if they could. Right? If they wanted to actually help undermine the state, they'd send money down to Venezuela and they'd send food down to those people.
Oh, you're just trying to use logic, Ian.
Right. Well, this is just to prove that the Venezuelans' conspiracy theory, the government's conspiracy theory, that it's the U.S. government that's behind the downfall of the Venezuelan state is absurd.
Yes.
So, going on here, the late President Hugo Chavez created a food ministry in 2004. His socialist government nationalized and then neglected farms and factories, and domestic production dried up. When the price of oil collapsed in 2014, the government no longer could afford to implement or to import all that the country needed. Hungry Venezuelans began rioting, and so Maduro handed the generals complete power over food. The government now imports nearly all of the country's food, and corruption drives prices sky high. Now think about how insane it is to import all of your food. It's not like Venezuela is Hong Kong, where Hong Kong is basically a rock in the ocean that has no natural resources except for salt water. And, you know, they have nothing, so they really do have to import everything there. But Venezuela
is another place where they import about 90% of their food.
Well, Venezuela is a lush, you know, tropical South American nation.
Yemen is desert.
Right. Venezuela doesn't have food because of the failure of socialism. It's not because they don't have natural resources or soil in which that they could plant crops. So if there's no food in Venezuela, it's not because they don't know how to farm. Because that's not that hard to figure out. People have been figuring that out for a long time. And, you know, they used to have food in Venezuela. So it's not like they've forgotten how to farm. It's not like they've forgotten how to raise cattle or raise pigs or chickens.
Right, but see, when the government seizes all of your stuff, then you lose the incentive to farm and raise pigs and chickens and whatever else it is that they would raise.
So, Werner Gutierrez, the agronomy professor at the University of Zulia, says that, quote, "If Venezuela paid market prices, we'd be able to double our imports. Instead, people are starving." And that's because you can't buy anything in Venezuela from import companies because they won't even take the bolivar. You have to have U.S. dollars. But guess what? You can't get the U.S. dollars on the anything but the black market because it's illegal for banks to exchange bolivars for dollars. You can walk into a bank and exchange a dollar for bolivar, and you'll get 10 of them.
Yes.
If you go into the black market and exchange your dollar for bolivar, you can get upwards of 3,000 bolivar for that. So where would you go? In a large part due to concerns of graft, the three largest global food traders, all based in the U.S., have stopped selling directly to the Venezuelan government. One South American businessman said he paid millions in kickbacks to Venezuelan officials as the hunger crisis worsened, including $8 million to people who work for the food minister, General Rafaelo Marco Torres. The businessman insisted on speaking anonymously because he did not want to acknowledge participating in corruption. He explained that vendors like him can afford to pay off officials because they build large profit margins into what they sell to the state. A single $52 million contract of his to import yellow corn last year, seen by the AP, included a potential overpayment of more than $20 million compared with market prices at the time. We'll continue here with the latest on the food disaster in Venezuela. And you can share your thoughts. Coming up, hour number three is on the way, plus Putin. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.